Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, January 15th. Coming up, we'll hear what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Republican lawmakers in Illinois say utility bills will spike after Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill to reform the state's power grid. The Clean and Reliable Grid Affordability Act creates incentives to expand battery storage while creating new renewable energy programs and lifting a ban on the new large-scale nuclear power plants. Senator Chapin Rose of Mahomet says the measure only increases energy costs for ratepayers.
Governor Pritzker raised your power bills. He raised everybody's power bills. So I don't want to hear one more thing about affordability from anybody who voted for this bill or any of the other bills. Your power bills are going up because of Governor Pritzker's leadership.
Rose's comments were provided by state Senate Republicans. The lawmakers have filed bills that would force the state to study how its energy laws affect electricity prices and repeal deadlines for the state to zero out emissions at its coal and natural gas plants. For the first time, many Central Illinoisans received a snow squall warning from the National Weather Service on their phones yesterday morning. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard explains why drivers should pay close attention to these new warnings.
Snow squalls come with a heavy burst of snow immediately, often with gusty winds blowing 40 to 50 miles per hour. These can be extremely dangerous for motorists on the roadways as conditions go from clear to near blizzard-like in a matter of seconds. That's why the National Weather Service now issues snow squall warnings, which will push a wireless emergency alert to your phone to alert you of the oncoming reduction in conditions. This allows motorists to pull over and find a safe space to stop and wait for conditions to improve.
The National Weather Service also says that wind chill values may fall between 0 and 10 degrees below zero starting this weekend into early next week. You can stay up to date on your forecast and weather conditions at ipmnewsroom.org. We'll hear more on your forecast in just a minute. A stretch of 4th Street in Champaign carries the name Honorary WBCP Radio Way. It recognizes Central Illinois' first Black-owned radio station. IPM Student Newsroom's Adeline Moy has the story.
WBCP broadcast its first signal in 1989. The station became a home for gospel, jazz, R&B, and talk programming, and it was a vital platform for Black voices in the community. Eric Pirtle is the son of the late J.W. Pirtle, one of the three station founders. He says WBCP met a need no one else did.
There was no other radio station that was running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that was catering toward Black people.
Eric's sister, Pamela Pirtle, says WBCP was also a great opportunity for churches and community organizations to share information and resources with each other. She hopes WBCP Way serves as a reminder to the people of her father and his colleagues' contributions to society.
I would want them to, if they don't know who or why it's there, to be curious enough to write it down and look it up and be able to know that a great man passed that way. And for those who do know, to remember the great works that follow him.
The station went off the air in 2020 after Pirtle, its last living owner, died the year prior. I'm Adeline Moy, IPM News.
This story is part of IPM Student Newsroom's new series, Champaign's Honorary Streets, The Stories Behind the Signs. The series started rolling out this week and continues next week. You can catch it on air on the 217 Today podcast and find more stories from the series at ipmnewsroom.org. Still to come, we'll hear what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is next, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 27 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with light snow and a low of 21 degrees, minor accumulation of less than 1 inch possible with a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 38 degrees, a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries and a low of 16 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Saturday, partly cloudy and cold with a chance of flurries and a high of 20 degrees, with a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, hospitals are reporting a significant increase in respiratory viruses. Meanwhile, the Trump administration continues changing vaccine schedules, putting official guidance at odds with advice from professional medical organizations. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk about all that with the Illinois Department of Public Health next time on the 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Steve Mork.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, January 15th, Puzzle Wars Championship is at the Hayes Recreation Center in Champaign from 6 to 8 p.m. You can compete in teams of four to complete the same puzzle along other participants. Visit the Champaign Park District's website for more information.
And also on Thursday, January 15th, it's the Journey to Freedom, Illinois Underground Railroad opening reception from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Urbana Free Library in Urbana. Celebrate the opening of this traveling exhibit to learn about the Underground Railroad stories, including some from East Central Illinois. The exhibit goes through March.
And on Thursday the 15th, the Nick Moss Band featuring Dennis Grundling is performing at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana. They start at 8 p.m. Enjoy live music at this fundraiser for Prairie Crossroads Blues Society.
Toes gonna curl, lips gonna curl.
On Friday, January 16th, it's Artists Talk, starting at 5 o'clock at the Cohen Exhibition Workshop in Urbana, Illinois. You can hear from local artists whose work is featured in Long Night's Golden Lights.
And on Friday, January 16th, Champaign Movie Makers 48-Hour Film Competition kicks off at 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. This event is so cool, Steve. Filmmakers have 2 days to write, produce, and edit a short film based off of a prompt. So they get a prompt at the Lincoln Square Mall and then have 48 hours to get it all done. And then there's a screening the following weekend to help determine the winning team.
Sounds like an SAT test.
Oh, it's much better than an SAT test.
I hope so.
You can visit champagnemoviemakers.com for more information.
And on Saturday, January 17th, at Art Ventures for Kids, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Cranford Art Museum in Champaign, children and their caregivers can enjoy story time inspired by artworks, a gallery exploration, and art making.
And on Saturday the 17th, Citizen Kane is showing at the Virginia Theater in Champaign starting at 1 p.m. Have you seen Citizen Kane, Steve?
I have not.
I also have not, but it is the American Film Institute's top-rated movie. Exploring the themes of power, wealth, and identity, you can visit the Virginia Theater's website for more information.
On Sunday, January 18th, the matinee at the library in Wicked from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Champaign Public Library. See a screening of Wicked based off the Broadway musical. That I have seen.
I have not seen. Have you seen the second?
I have.
Oh, well, I'll see it maybe.
It's me.
And on Sunday, January 18th, you can start your Martin Luther King Jr. celebrations with Champaign County's countywide celebration at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. Doors are at 4 p.m. The event starts at 5 p.m. Honor the life and legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., including awards for 3 community members, a choir performance, and more. Now, for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And some notes before we go. Some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
And event dates and times may change. If you have information about upcoming events, email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Steve Bork.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Kimberly Schofield. Reporting today contributed by Arjun Tucker, Andrew Pritchard, Adeline Moy, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.